Welcome to Experience Health Radio, presented by Cingala Consulting. Cingala Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision made by healthcare organizations. Our mission is to help these organizations realize their investments in technology, employees, clinicians, and most importantly, their patients. We bring together industry leaders on air each week to engage in conversations about the patient experience with a focus on the developments in areas that have the greatest opportunity for improvement in healthcare today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm AJ Malaragno, co-founder of Cingala Consulting and today's co-host of Experience Health Radio. Joining me is my co-founder of Cingala and co-host for today's show, Fran Horner, where we are going to discuss access and intake in the first portion of the show, and then Not Just Another Assessment is our title for the second segment. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. Good afternoon, Fran. I don't hear Fran.
Well, AJ, hi.
Now I hear
How
Fran.
How are you? Oh, good.
Good.
I'm glad.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
So, Fran, you and I have noticed over the last maybe 18 months, a little bit more, that there has been a shift in healthcare to access and intake operations, really around how in the early stages we had to explain to many of the healthcare organizations really what access and intake meant. Are you seeing that as well?
I think you're spot on. You know, we used to define patient and physician access as we met with our new clients. And now they're actually reaching out and knocking on our door to help them craft their strategies. They know that they need a patient access and intake strategy. There's no doubt about it. And I think that's because, you know, as hospitals and clinics merge and integrate into larger health systems, it can be confusing. And it's confusing not only for the leaders to understand how they're going to integrate those lines of businesses that, you know, we're not necessarily fitting into this nice little package, but more importantly, it's really confusing for the patients. They don't know where and how to receive care, and I think it's great that health systems recognize that and they're coordinating those efforts to build that enterprise strategy.
So as we dive into that this afternoon, I think for our audience sake, I'm going to take a crack at defining access and intake operations in our words, I guess. On the access side, it's really around capacity, scheduling utilization, physician utilization, really having the ability for clinicians to see patients or the room or the capacity to do so. On the operation side, that is really around getting the right processes, standardizing the procedures, having the right people answering the phones or interacting online, and even the technology that you are using, not just the call center technology, but the EMR of choice or any kind of workforce management, quality monitoring, those types of things. So they go hand in hand, and we often see the frustration on the operations side when the agents are unable to serve the patients. Talk a little bit about that, Fran, and how it's that point of frustration for the agent because they honestly and truly want to help that patient, but they're just unable to because of the access issues.
Yeah, we were just talking about this the other day when we were monitoring some calls from a quality perspective, and we could hear the frustration in the agent's voice. The patient would call, say they need to have this type of service or, you know, they have this kind of diagnosis, and poor agent sitting there trying to find an appointment on a schedule. And, you know, it's almost as if you can hear their frustration because they're taking so much time to try to find the information that they're forgetting to even engage the patient and help them along that journey, so that patient's frustrated as well. There's no doubt about it. We're hearing it across the board.
And then on the access side, I think what has been the most frustrating, I think, for us is oftentimes the EMR is implemented in an environment that has not been streamlined or standardized. Their procedures have not been set. Expectations across the enterprise have not been either set or communicated. And, we come from an environment where we kind of grew up in healthcare where everything was standardized. And the frustration, I think, on our end is all they have done is, you know, sped up these poor processes, and the EMRs of the world are really exposing this. And I can't believe the disconnect that exists in many organizations where the clinicians are, you know, operating in a certain way or their process is very unique to their clinics. And if you look at the way that the EMR is set up, it becomes very clunky and very difficult, where we've seen upwards of 30% more time is spent on using the EMR, whether that's them taking work home or doing it in the office. But, this frustration now goes down to the agent level, because that capacity, that frustration that you just talked about, may or may not be because they're truly at capacity. It may be simply because the system is just not set up in an optimal way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we see the need for things like guided questionnaires, and we know that the EMRs were set up on the clinical side. They were set up for clinicians. So when we began working with organizations to either centralize or standardize in a call center environment, I mean, one of the big things was when they go to schedule, they've got a ton of post-it notes, they're trying to use cheat sheets, all of those things. When the system itself is robust enough to be able to guide them through the scheduling process, deliver consistent and concise patient instructions, and those are all things that I think are kind of the result of putting the system in without really understanding the operational workflows.
And you mentioned sticky notes. We actually had a physician tell us that, I hope one of those sticky notes doesn't fall, because if they do, they're not going to know how to schedule the appointment. And the sad thing about it is they're right. I mean, if you look at some of these sticky notes and the reminders that the agents, whether they're new or they're experienced, doesn't really matter, they have to look at. If you got rid of those, they would be lost, unfortunately. And it's really disappointing that the EMR is not being leveraged in a way that it should be. And I think that it's not unique to any organization that we have worked with. I think it's unfortunately across many organizations across the country. And when we start talking about centralizing, which many people are looking at doing, they're quite upset to realize that you just can't do it overnight, because you have to start with standardizing some of the things. And unfortunately, it begins with the EMR.
Agreed. I mean, when you look at all the different templates and visit types, all of that adds to the complexity and to the confusion. And so it is important to acknowledge, while you're looking at your access and intake operations and that strategy around it, of how do you put that governance in place that allows you to go back and say, no, it was great that we got our EMR up and running, but now it's time to optimize it so that we really can support what we need in the organization.
Yeah, and we have seen organizations with multiple initiatives going on enterprise-wide, whether that's their EMR optimization, their phone technology, their patient engagement, even employee engagement. So I think access and intake is kind of the umbrella over all of that, because when we talk access and intake, that's from that very first point of contact, whether it's a billboard or whatever on word of mouth, all the way through paying that bill. So if you think about all of those various initiatives that the organization may have going on, it's all underneath that umbrella of how do you improve access and intake.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what's really driving that is patients are now consumers, and it's changing everything about how healthcare works. You know, in the beginning, healthcare has changed. I guess what's really changed is it used to be about what was convenient for the provider. How did it make the doc's life easier? But now it's really about what's convenient for the consumer. And, you know, I read in healthcare finance that healthcare leaders say consumerism will be the largest driver of change in 2016. And I think that's holding up. I know we're in July. But patients want fast, convenient service. They want to be able to do online bill payment, clinical, retail locations, and they want an improved patient experience. In fact, they're demanding it. And it, the burden is on healthcare systems to make sure that they have those pieces in place.
Yeah, and I think that brings us right back to our starting point of today's conversation was, you know, access and intake. And I think now organizations are coming to us. We have just over the last, I would say, 2 months, we have seen an influx of organizations specifically asking for help with their access and intake. It's no longer just call centers or contact centers or access centers. So I think the transition is happening, and I think they're now starting to realize what that means and that you can no longer silo these projects. It has to be all-encompassing.
Yeah, I mean, most of the organizations we're meeting with are at the very beginning of this access and intake journey. And, you know, AJ, we've talked about it before, but sometimes it's overwhelming. You know, making those changes and improvements can be pretty daunting. So, I mean, one of the things is we should talk about where they start.
Yeah. And I think that's a perfect segue into our next segment, which I think that at Cingola Consulting, it's very important for us to have a full picture of their current access and intake environment. And we often run into organizations that have had some kind of assessment done, whether that's through a phone system or maybe they've had their call center analyze and how they're performing and, you know, how many phone calls are they taking. And I think our assessment is a little different in that in order to truly understand access and intake, we are interviewing upwards of 80 to 100 individuals throughout the organization, and that includes everyone from the front line all the way to the top level executives. And some ask, well, we already did that. Why do we have to do it again? Well, you really haven't done it across, we haven't seen any. You haven't done it across your organization so that we can put that roadmap, as you mentioned, Fran, it's very complex. It's very daunting of where do we even begin? In order to put that roadmap together, you have to have that true picture of where you currently are.
You know, it's important that we talk about data-driven decisions and those clear analysis and executed with care. And I think that's why we take a very disciplined, systematic approach to make sure that we really understand the core operational processes as they actually function within the business, and that we're able to put together that vision statement, right? We know what the current state is, and what we don't want to do is just go in there and tell them something they already know. What we want to be able to do, though, is help them vision what that future end state is going to look like. Because we know clients have assessment fatigue. You know, they've brought a number of different either consultants or internal SMEs, experts on technology and the viability of centralizing their patient access centers. But what we want to be able to do is take that together and look at it from a governance and operational perspective. And that goes a long way from being able to tie together all of those findings that they have. And sometimes they're siloed findings, but I think we can pull that together in one strategic plan.
Fran, you talk about data-driven analysis. You know, I think we're okay to mention this now, but we recently have a new partnership with CallMiner that allows us to analyze, I'm going to call it non-technical, a ridiculous amount of call recordings in a very short amount of time. What does that do for us compared to what we used to be able, or what we used to do, I guess?
You know, I think analytics is that process of analyzing all your recorded calls, but it's not just about finding just customer service, and it's not just about seeing whether or not they said please and thank you or if they used the appropriate greeting. It's really meant to uncover all of the interaction points and touch points to be able to determine, are you delivering great service? You know, really, are you performing at the level that you want to? And I think more importantly, are you treating the patient the way that you expect? And using a speech analytics tool, because quite frankly, you know, we look a lot at optimizing quality initiatives and quality assurance initiatives. But without that speech analytics tool, it's really tough to unlock the hidden insights of voice communication and turn that into improved customer loyalty and efficiency and performance, which is what we're all driving to.
So, you know, as an example of what this tool now allows us, and Fran, you're a big advocate for this, is it's one thing for the organization, the leadership, to say, all right, this is what we want our strategy to be. This is what we will really try to achieve in regards to intake operations. So, you know, we're going to answer the phone this quickly. We're going to attempt to achieve this type of satisfaction from our patients, and so on and so forth. But what this new tool does for us is it provides that insight of the customer, the voice of the customer, and allows us to go back to our clients with truly not just our expertise from the industry, but also their own patients. Providing that, you know, that information so that we can have trends and here's what your patients are telling us, here's what your competitors are doing type of thing. I mean, it is so powerful, and you're able to do this thousands of phone calls in a matter of minutes, which is, you know, think about how difficult that would be to monitor or to even analyze on your own.
Yeah, you know, and we always go back to the fact that in the call center, it's really about the people. You can have, you know, the best technology in the world. Your processes can be great, but it's still about the people. And when you deploy an analytics software component, it really allows the managers to coach and improve the quality of those agents. And I think that's key to having service be a differentiator for your business. And, you know, I also want to mention, though, analytics can also be done on emails and texts. And so this is really an exciting solution in any call center, quite frankly.
So I think that bringing it back to access and intake and the importance to have a true picture of what your current state is, where you want to go, and then figuring out how you fill in that gap. We have very rarely come across an organization that wants understanding this and the importance of what we do and how we bring it all together. Have they said, you know what, we already have an assessment. We don't need, you know, to do that again, because I think let's just design off of that. We have heard that, but I think once they have a better understanding, I think access and intake as a whole is a bit of a different animal to attack, and it's very complicated, but done the right way, it can be very achievable. You have small wins, because you know as well as I do, you've got individuals in the organization that are like, nope, we do everything perfect here in our little call center. Don't bother us. We've got it all under control. And that's fine if they actually achieve the organization's goals and objectives of access and intake. So I think you would agree, Fran, that the assessment, at least in our world, is a little bit more than just an assessment. It's an educational process. And it's a road mapping process.
Yeah, you know, it's a quick, structured way to gather and evaluate current state. But I think the lack of a clear vision is one of the most common problems that I've seen, and I think you'd agree, with patient access and healthcare contact operations in particular. You know, without that clear strategy in place, I don't know how you would improve access, those efficiencies, and those productivities, because you need to clearly articulate that strategy in order to get buy-in from all levels of stakeholders, right. And it's the key to moving forward.
Right. So with that, Fran, I'm going to come into the end of our show. Any final thoughts from your end?
Well, I think, and I don't have a problem here tooting our horn, because I do think our contact center assessment provides a more strategic view of the patient access center. You know, it looks at prioritizing the existing initiatives that are going on in any healthcare organization, but being able to look at relevant technology strategies, the justification of spending those. Again, I think we can help to create a clear-cut access and intake strategy that not only standardizes, but helps to improve call management and employee engagement and physician experiences. And quite frankly, that's a game changer.
Right. Right. I have to agree with you. I think that, the more and more exposure that we are getting to organizations that have attempted to do something around call center is very promising. I think the fact that they are recognizing that they may be taking it as far as they can, and now how do you leverage that plus any experience that we bring to the table or successes and true ROI. I think that's now we're at a point that we are able to demonstrate ROI with many of our clients, and we're not doing this just to feel good about ourselves. I think it's we're all into this to make it easier for patients, but you know, also how do you impact that bottom line? So, all right, well, this will conclude our show for today. Though there's always more to be found on our website, singolaconsulting.com. And as always, tweet us at Singola, C-O-N-S-L-T, if you'd like to continue the conversation. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Fran, for co-hosting with me today, and very enjoyable and fully educational for our audience.
Thank you for joining us today, and please visit us at SingolaConsulting.com to learn more about how we can help your organization realize their investments. Remember to always put the patient at the center of every decision you make.